Now, might Sinn Féin be excluded from the Stormont executive following the murder of Kevin McGuigan? The DUP are giving it some consideration. Sinn Féin have condemned the killers as criminals, but the police have referred to provisional IRA involvement. Let me speak to Eamon Malley, who's followed every move of the provisionals down the years. Eamon, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
The provisional IRA, as an organisation, does it still exist?
I have to say that this is an imponderable. If you ask me, do I believe that every IRA gun disappeared? No. Do I think there was absolute decommissioning? No. We know, for example, that two people have died as a result of the actions of guns in that Marcus Shawstrand area. You had this latest victim, Mr. McGuigan, and your Jock Davison. And at the end of the day, we have to be mindful that there are two families sitting without fathers, without husbands today. And this is the human dimension of all of this, whilst everybody else is footballing, politically footballing around. Families are left without father. But no, I do believe that there are still guns there. The evidence of that is that people have been killed as witness with the deaths of these two people. Now, but we're into constructive ambiguity, that famous Tony Blair statement, constructive ambiguity, and indeed it started with the police officer yesterday. Not a doubt in the world. Very confusing statement. He drew attention to action against drugs. He drew against attention to criminal elements. He drew attention to former IRA. And a major line of inquiry is the involvement of provisional IRA members. So confusion thrown in there completely at the heart of this. Had he said a major line of inquiry that solely of provisional IRA members, then I think the line would be quite clear. But he didn't. He mixed it up with dissidents, former members, action against drugs, etc. And herein lies all the confusion now. And the politicians are in a tizzy. I listened to all of the politicians this morning, and they're correspondingly confused.
What should we read into Martin McGuinness using the word criminal?
Significant. I think he's using stronger language behind the scenes than criminal. I think that, as far as I can see, internally he's telling them, like, what is going on here? Because essentially, I think that he's rather incensed. That's what I'm hearing behind the scenes. Because this what's happening now is muddying a lot of waters, causing confusion at a very delicate time in the very process itself. So I don't think he thinks this is helpful. But can anyone prove that this was sanctioned at the highest level, approved at the highest level, that it was cleared? The Secretary of State is unlikely to bring down this edifice because of this killing in the Shawstrand. Highly unlikely. But even a DUP person said to me last night, it doesn't even register on the Richter as a possibility in terms of the Assembly coming down over this. And be mindful of another thing, which I just heard at the weekend. Members of the DUP Assembly team and DUP ministers, they don't live on a so-called industrial wage, and they are terrified. One minister was expressing concern about the threat of the October winds around the castle of Dromore come October. They're terrified that this Assembly is going to come down because their livelihoods, a lot of these people have nothing else going for them except Stormont. So they're terrified that this thing is going to come down. So the chances of them bringing it down, I'm not so sure.
If we got to a situation where someone ended up in court and where the evidence in court proved that the provos were clearly behind the killing of Mr. McGuigan, would that lead to a situation where the DUP would simply have to make a move to try to collapse it?
Logically, you would feel that they would have to make a move, but there are many moves in between. Would, for example, the SDLP fall into line? They'll get the 30 members, okay, to move if they wanted to go for some action within the Assembly. But would the DUP support it?
Would the SDLP support it?
There's a very strong. Would the SDLP support it? Could they risk everything for which they worked? Would they bring it down on the back of this killing? It's an imponderable. Mr. Eastwood spoke this morning, but he said it's a serious situation. But would the SDLP push the button on it? I'm not sure.
The police officer was very careful with his words at the press conference. He kept referring back to what he said earlier. He almost had a prepared form of words every time he made a comment about the provisional IRA.
Well, it was really on the cross-examination that the situation deteriorated, I suppose, from that press conference point of view. And that's where I think that the ambiguity has arisen here. And I think that listening to David Ford this morning, he seems to be implying that there's some journey to be travelled yet before they can be definitive, the police can be definitive. And he's talking about we'll have to wait and see where this leads. And even then, I'm not convinced where it's going to lead, Frank. I genuinely don't know where it's going to lead. I don't think anybody does. We're in recess. There's an awful lot going on behind the scenes. Frank, I don't know if people know just how much is going on behind the scenes with this NAMA Cerberus inquiry. The scale of this, the scope of this, the individuals who have been caught up in this, and the focus and the legal focus within the body politic collectively and the business community collectively as a result of this NCA investigation, it is massive. So there are so many things in the whole body politic and business world in Northern Ireland to preoccupy people at the moment, that so much of the time and energy is going to be consumed preparing defences and readying people for potential questioning, etc. So there's an awful lot going on beneath the watermark here, apart from this particular incident here and this awful killing of this man, Kevin McGuigan. There's so much in the whole of the environment at the moment. There's so much poison and pus out there at the moment. And you know, it was interesting with David. It was David Trimble who said the Assembly would probably have to come down several times to release the pus and the poison before it actually consolidates and it becomes a permanent feature in Northern Ireland. Now, it was a pretty prophetic remark he made way back those years. I'm not sure the Assembly will come down. Despite the welfare debacle, I don't think it will come down. We're still in that transient situation, and I still think, listening to the DUP, listening to David Ford, I still think the politicians are looking for an out, even on the grotesqueness of this killing. They're looking for an out, not to bring this place down, hanging everything on the police. If a guy appears in court and charged with IRA membership and can be linked directly to this, then it's an imponderable. Who knows where it goes? But as of now, we're in very, very grey zone.
Even if we were in a situation, Lord forbid, that there were further killings, more tit-for-tat killings in the Republican community, would it survive another high-profile killing?
My judgment is that it would, but if there's a pattern emerging, and if it's provable that there's a structure there and that these killings are being cleared, it would be an intolerable situation. If, in other words, you could prove that the IRA are a structured organisation. But if you look at the level of violence emanating from within that community over a stretch of all these years, back to 1994, the evidence would not be there at the moment, I would suspect, in the mind of the British government or the Irish government to pull the plug on this. I wouldn't think so. Given where we were originally, historically, given the volume of explosives used, the number of shootings, the volume of weapons live on the streets, you're not in the same territory at all. So the likelihood, in my opinion, of Teresa Villiers ultimately pulling the plug here, I think that's unrealistic at this point in time.
Okay. Eamon Mali, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.